Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. In a rare clash between the executive and the judiciary, the German Justice Minister has sacked the country's top prosecutor, Harald Ranger, over a controversial treason case. Mr. Pucker has the details.
The dispute between the government and Mr. Ranger focuses on a blog called Netzpolitik, which is alleged to have committed treason by publishing state secrets. These involve allegations about plans to step up the surveillance of online communications. Earlier in the day, Mr. Ranger said he had been ordered to withdraw an independent expert who was due to decide if the documents were state secrets. He described this as intolerable. But the Justice Minister rejected this and said the prosecutor could no longer be trusted with his office.
The security forces in South Sudan have shut down a radio station and a newspaper that supported a plan to end the country's civil war. The authorities forced Free Voice South Sudan to go off air on Tuesday, a day after closing the Citizen newspaper. International mediators have given President Salva Kiir and the rebel leader Riek Machar until mid-August to sign a peace agreement. President Obama accused the two men of squandering goodwill for the world's youngest nation. A police helicopter has crashed in a remote jungle area of northwest Colombia, killing 16 officers. They were injured in an operation. They were involved in an operation to try to arrest one of the leaders of the Clan Usuga, a drug gang that operates in the region. Our America's editor, Leonardo Russia, has the details.
The area of dense forest where the crash took place, known as Urabá Antioquia, is a hideout for Colombia's left-wing rebels and criminal gangs. When the crash was reported on Colombian media, rumors of an attack began to circulate. But the Colombian Defense Minister, Luis Carlos Villegas, told reporters the Black Hawk helicopter had probably crashed against the side of a mountain, possibly due to low cloud cover.
The U.S. government says it's not considering a bailout program for Puerto Rico, which missed a debt payment on Monday, raising fears that the island won't be able to keep paying its creditors. The island, which is an American territory, has debts amounting to $72 billion. A White House spokesman, Josh Earnest, gave this statement.
We believe Puerto Rico needs an orderly process to restructure its unsustainable liabilities. Unfortunately, Puerto Rico's significant financial challenges didn't begin overnight, and this latest development is set against the backdrop of ongoing broader economic challenges across the island.
The authorities in North Korea have released a video of a Canadian preacher in which he confesses to committing crimes against the state. Reverend Hyun-soo Lim was arrested in Pyongyang in February while on a regular visit to the country, where he has helped to set up an orphanage. The film shows him apparently reading a script admitting defaming North Korea. World News from the BBC. The Israeli authorities have, for the first time, placed a Jewish suspect in administrative detention, in effect jailing him without trial. They said Mordecai Meir, an Israeli settler, was detained because of his involvement in violent activities and recent terrorist attacks. Administrative detention is normally applied to Palestinians. The move follows the death of an 18-month-old Palestinian child in an arson attack blamed on hardline Jewish nationalists. There are reports that at least five American-trained Syrian rebels have been captured by a rival group, the Al-Nusra Front, which is linked to Al-Qaeda. Al-Nusra was quoted as saying that its captives were from a U.S.-backed organization known as Division 30. It's the second time in a week that Al-Nusra Front has made such a claim. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese in the American state of Milwaukee has agreed to pay $21 million to more than 300 victims of sexual abuse by clergy. The settlement is designed to end a bankruptcy proceeding that's lasted 4 years. A lawyer for some of the victims accused the church of treating the abuse survivors harshly using tough legal tactics. Scientists in the United States say they have solved the riddle of why a large number of precariously balanced rocks located near the San Andreas fault line in California have never been toppled by earthquakes. Jonathan Webb explains.
Seismologists have catalogued the rocks in detail, measuring how long they have stood and how much shaking would tip them over. They found that the rock stacks, some of which have balanced for 18,000 years, must have withstood multiple major quakes. By modelling how this could have happened, the team produced a new description of how the San Andreas interacts with the neighbouring San Jacinto fault. This interaction can cause quakes to peter out, or to jump from one fault to the other.
BBC News.